Welcome to 5 Minute Fridays with that girl, Charlie Edwards. This high vibe session was created just for you to check in with yourself once a week, maybe learn something new, and a gentle reminder that you are a goddess. So when you're ready, let's dive right in. Hey gang, thanks for checking in to another 5 Minute Friday with that girl Charlie Edwards. For any new listeners, my name is Charlie. You can find me anywhere under the name That Girl Charlie Edwards and thatgirlcharlieedwards.com. So on this wintry, wet Friday morning, I want to talk to you about vulnerability. It's a word we often avoid. It's a word we tend to run from, or something that triggers us. It's one of those that we don't tend to approach with very many good vibes. And it's something that I've learned to switch around, because to be vulnerable shows courage. And I've realised that singers have to be vulnerable to write good songs, and artists have to be vulnerable to create. And we need to be vulnerable with our partners to have the best quality relationships and that deeper connection with our friends, and so on. So today I'm here to remind you that although the word vulnerability and vulnerable situations is going to trigger some fear in you, actually only good things can come from these situations. Vulnerability, it has a certain level of rawness about it, a level of honesty. It means it's okay to cry. It means that we are digging deep. We're sharing our truth. And actually, only good things can come from that. Sometimes being vulnerable and honest with somebody means the end of a relationship or a friendship or a connection or a business venture. And that's fine. It's perfectly normal. You're living in your truth. So today is really a reminder and a question of how can you be more vulnerable in your life? Where can you dig deeper and make a deeper connection with somebody? They tend to be the best ones, tend to be the ones you've been avoiding, the ones you've been avoiding most. If you can have those vulnerable conversations and you can embrace that vulnerability, then you will feel a massive shift in your life. If you obviously don't feel ready to have that for that main conversation that you've been putting off for however many years or months or weeks, then start small. I face vulnerability every day. I try to make it one of my focuses. I try to be as honest as possible in my blogs, in my writing, in my lives, with my clients, because I value deep connection. But it's always a work in progress. There are some things that I avoid. I've recently avoided having a conversation with somebody about something that had been going on for a few months. And rather than facing it, I kind of shut it down. And I just cut cords. And sometimes I look at it and think, maybe I should have had that conversation. Maybe I should have put myself in that position of vulnerability and shown some deeper courage and explained how I feel. So vulnerability is a work in progress. We're only human after all. So we're having a human experience and it's okay. But the more vulnerability we embrace, the better world we're going to see, the better world we're going to experience. So I guess I should be asking you, how can you live more vulnerably? How can you stretch yourselves? How can you embrace vulnerability a little bit more this week? So I think my 5 minutes is probably up. That should have given you some food for thought. Have a great weekend, oceans of love, and I will check in with you soon. See ya. Hey goddess, thanks for checking in to 5 Minute Fridays with that girl, Charlie Edwards. If you enjoyed this session, then don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And if you really enjoyed this session, I would be forever grateful if you left me a review. You can find me at www.thatgirlcharlieedwards.com. If you click the Let's Connect tab at the top, you'll find the links to the Facebook page, the Girl Gang group, and everything you could possibly want, from free love letters to all the high vibe coaching sessions. I cannot wait to connect with you. And in the meantime, I will speak to you next week. Oceans of love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.